Yeah, I got my Kenwood 520. I think that was back in about 2014. It was actually before that, because I was first licensed on 12-12-12. So that's the year 12 of 2012. But that old Kenwood, I've got a, it's paired up with an Electrovoice 638 high Z mic, which is exactly what the Kenwood wants. And that unit together, I always got a lot of comments on the audio quality. They would tell me, you know, really great audio. And with the ICOM 756 Pro, I get a lot of 5.9s, but nobody really tells me how great the audio is.
Interesting. Yeah, those Kenwoods, I always thought sounded good. That's why I guess I wanted to get one some time ago. I think I had the MC50 Kenwood mic, but I bet that Electrovoice would be excellent mic with that radio, now that you say that. Interestingly, the guy that owned Electrovoice was half owner of Tentec. Al Kahn was co-founder of Tentec. So this Ryans actually have a balanced input mic on the front panel. And I was reading somewhere some of the history is he actually wanted to just put an XLR connection, like a professional mic connector, on the front instead of a ham radio style mic plug on there. But I think to make their old microphones compatible, they ended up going with like a 4-pin on the original Orion, and then they went with the Yaesu 8-pin style on the Orion 2. But it still has a balanced, you know, 2 pins are your plus and minus mic connection, and it's actually balanced input on the radio. So that's interesting history there, but interesting on your Kenwood, with the Electrovoice, you get the comments, so that's kind of neat.